Thanks for tuning into The Revolution with Jim and Trav. Now, here's our catfishing guru, the proprietor of the Beanhole, and a man with over 250 pairs of overalls, Cat Daddy. Brought to you by Yamaha's proven off-road ATVs and side-by-side vehicles. Check them out at yamahamotorsports.com. Here are the boys.
Hey, we are back. We are talking wild experiences on this week's show. And before the break, we had
Colin Canablo.
Boy, I tell you what, I murdered that name, didn't I?
You called him Kevin and all sorts of other things. Right now, though, we got Cat Daddy. It's pretty hard to mess up Cat Daddy because he is perfect.
He'll mess you up.
Cat Daddy, how is the catfish bite right now, biggest guy?
Well, I tell you what, the bite's doing good. Well, about a week and a half ago, they were on the last of the pre-spawn. And man, you couldn't do no wrong. We were throwing shrimp up on the rocks and dragging it back down. And they were hitting it like a freight train. Boy, it caught some nice catfish.
Now, you said that was on the dam that you were doing that?
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, anything you threw up there, really, they would attack it because, you know, kind of like on a pre-spawn thing. And man, the minute that shrimp hit them rocks, you just pull it back and let it fall down the next rock. And man, by the time it hit the other one, bam.
Wow.
You had an 8-10 pounder on.
Now, you know, normally this time of year, we're creeping closer and closer to July. The water temp should be getting pretty warm, but the outside temperature, Cat Daddy's car horn's going off. What is the water temperature? Since it hasn't been that warm yet, what is the water temperature right now?
Well, the water temperature's right around 69, almost 70 degrees.
Ooh, wow. That's the magic number.
It's getting hotter, too.
Really? You guys are a heck of a lot warmer than us.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, I tell you what, now that's up to Banner Creek, and I got the bean hole going. She's hot, ready to roll.
What? You know, back this train up for a second. You got the bean hole going?
Yeah, man. She's primed.
My God, I feel like you went out and had a good time with the boys and didn't invite Jimbo and I.
Yeah.
I feel a little slighted here. The beanhole, well, really.
It's a little early for it, you know. But I tell you what, it's a different year. The lake got really warm quick this year. And when it's hot like that, it's time to break out them beans and use that dip bait. Cause it just goes and goes and goes in the sand out in the water.
So you went out there and you primed the beanhole. Which is sacrilegious or religious. I don't know why. It's everything religious. You got it ready. When are you going to start fishing it?
Well, we already started fishing it. The first time we went out there and found our spot where we were going to do the beans, we tried some dip bait, and man, we just knocked them out. They were big, muscle-headed male channel cats. And I tell you, boy, they had a big old head on and a small body, but man, they was big fish. And we didn't put no beans out. We cleaned a few of them. They didn't have no beans in them. The next time we went out, they were packed full of beans. And that told me right there, it's on early, boys. Better get ready.
Yeah. Now, when you take those up to the bank, and you've got those fish cleaning stations at Banner Creek and a lot of the other lakes around Kansas, do you save any of the entrails of that and use it for bait, or you just kind of throw it away?
No, we just throw all the guts and stuff like that into the grinder and hit the button, man.
Well, heck, now could you use it for chum?
Well, you know, I don't know if a channel cat will eat its brother or its son, or seems like it's taboo to cut up a catfish to catch another.
I can't believe Jimbo even brought that up.
Man, it ain't in my heart.
No, Jimbo just stooped. Obviously, you could tell he's a fly fisherman and he goes after bass. My God, he has no heart, no soul, Cat
I'm
Daddy.
I'm going after bait for Cat Daddy.
Now, do you have anything available if people want to get out, experience the bean hole? It's better than marriage. It is phenomenal.
Well, you know, a bad day of fishing is just like having a divorce. So. Yeah, I got a few days open over there. I sure do. The bean hole will be waiting on anybody who wants to go rowdy up some catfish real quick.
Yeah, and if you'd like to send a photograph to Cat Daddy of your latest and greatest big fish, especially if you got it out of one of those lakes that have
fish in them.
No. No, the hydro.
Yeah, the hot water lake.
Yeah, the hot water lakes. If you'd like to send Cat Daddy a photograph and maybe entice them to come out there with you, send it to catdaddy_1@msn.com.
This has been brought to you by Yamaha's proven off-road ATVs and side-by-side vehicles. Hop online, check them out today. YamahaMotorsports.com. Mr. Cat Daddy, God bless you. We love you. Fish on, brother.
Boy, I tell you, boys, I just can't wait till next time we talk.
Stay tuned. The Revolution with Jim and Trav will continue in a few moments. Hit up jimandtrav.com for lots of cool extras from the show.